Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, your daily dose of knowledge from Wikipedia's finest articles. The featured article for Monday, September 16, 2024 is Jeremy Thorpe. John Jeremy Thorpe, April 29, 1929, December 4, 2014, was a British politician who served as the Member of Parliament for North Devon from 1959 to 1979. And as leader of the Liberal Party from 1967 to 1976. In May 1979 he was tried at the Old Bailey on charges of conspiracy and incitement to murder his ex-boyfriend Norman Scott, a former model. Thorpe was acquitted on all charges, but the case, and the furor surrounding it, ended his political career. Thorpe was the son and grandson of Conservative MPs, but decided to align with the small and ailing Liberal Party. After reading law at Oxford University, he became one of the Liberals' brightest stars in the 1950s. He entered Parliament at the age of 30, rapidly made his mark, and was elected party leader in 1967. After an uncertain start during which the party lost ground, Thorpe capitalized on the growing unpopularity of the Conservative and Labour parties to lead the Liberals through a period of electoral success. This culminated in the general election of February 1974, when the party won 6 million votes. Under the first-past-the-post electoral system, this gave them only 14 seats, but in a hung parliament, no party having an overall majority, Thorpe was in a strong position. He was offered a cabinet post by the Conservative Prime Minister, Edward Heath, if he would bring the Liberals into a coalition. His price for such a deal, reform of the electoral system, was rejected by Heath, who resigned in favor of a minority Labour government. The February 1974 election was the high-water mark of Thorpe's career. Thereafter, his and his party's fortunes declined, particularly from late 1975 when rumors of his involvement in a plot to murder Norman Scott began to multiply. Thorpe resigned the leadership in May 1976 when his position became untenable. When the matter came to court 3 years later, Thorpe chose not to give evidence to avoid being cross-examined by counsel for the prosecution. This left many questions unanswered. Despite his acquittal, Thorpe was discredited and did not return to public life. From the mid-1980s, he was disabled by Parkinson's disease. During his long retirement, he gradually recovered the affections of his party, and by the time of his death was honored by a later generation of leaders, who drew attention to his record as an internationalist, a supporter of human rights and an opponent of apartheid and all forms of racism. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:27 UTC on Monday, September 16, 2024. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Jeremy Thorpe. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday at masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Standard Kimberly.